All Packers, all the time.
He has come light years in the last 2 months, and people should be over the moon excited about that.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chew, brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you.
Great to catch up with our friend and teammate Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing on this Friday?
I'm doing great. Glad to hear your voice again. You feeling better?
Oh, so much better. Yesterday I was death warmed over. Where did that phrase come from, by the way? Death warmed over.
Great question. I don't know, but it sounds like something you would do with like hot cross buns.
I'm on it.
Thank you, Joshy. On the television screen ahead of above us, Mike Tannenbaum is saying that the Green Bay Packers are the biggest threat to the 49ers in the NFC, fair or unfair?
That's probably fair, maybe. I'm sure the Lions don't appreciate that. And look, this is, we're just so, I've kind of reached the point in the offseason, and I'm glad the draft is here because, you know, I love the actual draft, not the draft industrial complex. But I just don't know how much more we can talk about the theoretical who's this, who's that, Jordan Love, is he a top five quarterback? Like we need some new material. And the draft always provides that. So I'm excited that that is right around the corner. Can't wait to see who they pick. But yeah, look, they've put together a young core. They've got a young quarterback that everyone is really excited about, and rightfully so. Their arrow seems to be pointing up in a big way. I do think, again, that we're putting more stock in a 9-game hot streak than maybe we should. And we think that maybe they're a little further along than they actually are. It was interesting to go through yesterday because Tausch and I got talking about Love again. And I know how good he was in the second half of the season, but Pro Football Focus, whose grades are not the end-all, be-all, they're for the entire season. And for the entire season, his overall grade had him 12th among quarterbacks. I don't think he's the 12th best quarterback in the NFL, but he's still got to prove this. He's got to confirm that who he was in the second half of the season is who he really is. And when he does that, then all the hype that we've experienced this offseason will be validated and we can continue to talk about them as the biggest threat to the 49ers.
So let's talk a little bit about Brazil then, Jason. Does the NFL allocate any tickets to local fan bases, or are they just hoping that everybody, you know, in Brazil buys these tickets, and then, you know, if you're from Philly or you're from Green Bay and you want to go, you got to get them off the secondary market?
It's a good question. I do believe that the teams sell some tickets stateside, if I recall correctly, from the London experience in 2022. Now, I don't know. Look, the Packers, of course, especially when they were happy to go, wink, wink, and weren't forced to go at all, have touted the fact that they're the most popular or one of the most popular teams in Brazil. So I would think that Brazilians who have the means are going to buy tickets. I saw one of the guys that runs the Packers Brazil website and Twitter account was overcome with emotion that the Packers are coming. So I expect them to have a home field advantage despite their short runways and the long distance they'll have to travel. But I do believe that the question I have is, I don't know how the Packers go about allocating those. Like, is there a lottery system? Is there, a package of tickets for sponsors and partners? I haven't dove quite as deeply into that. Probably could have, since it was becoming clearer and clearer that they were going to be the team even as Mark Murphy held out hope that his short runways would keep them from having to go.
Jason Mulde hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. Okay, Jason, one, I know I sent you the picture. I did, in fact, get the Mel Kiper draft report. So it is sitting in my car currently. Do you guys want to do that today? Do you want me to open it up today? See if Tausch is in it?
Yeah, I would obviously have to defer to Jesse Nelson, who runs both of our lives. but I personally have been very, very, very eager for that to be delivered. And the teasing photo that you sent brought a very big smile to my face. I am still so blown away that I was trying to negotiate with the eBay seller who had those to just get the 2001. And you said, no, I'm just buying the whole stinking thing without Wilde even knowing I'm doing
it. Just pick them up. I can do that today. I have an appointment at 11:30. So if we do, it has to be before 11:30. If you could tell Jesse Nelson that, that would be super helpful. The reason I bring it up is because in Mel Kiper's most recent mock draft, he does, in fact, have the Packers taking an offensive tackle, I believe. Right, Gabe? The guy from Georgia?
Yes, Georgia.
Mims. But there's been so much, I want to say, affection for this Barton kid out of Duke. And Gabe and I were going through it this morning. He's going not substantially earlier, but enough, a couple picks earlier, to the Steelers, which makes me think that if the Packers do like that guy, they would move up. So I want to pose to you the question that Gabe and Chewy were posing yesterday. And Gabe, what were the parameters of the question?
Well, because we talked about this with you, Jason, and when I pulled up the draft chart. So we started playing around a little bit with the draft chart that I found. And, you know, we had discovered that if the Packers wanted to move up to 16, it would, you know, cost them pick number 58, and they could move up to 16.
16, the only reason that that's being thrown out there, though, is because there's thoughts that they would work with Seattle.
Well, so yes, there have been a lot of rumors that Seattle could be moving that pick, a number of teams interested. Packers, one of the teams rumored to be interested, so we were wondering what it would take to move up to 16. And then also further playing around with it, Jason, according to this draft chart, the Packers could package 58 and 41, and move up to 21, or, you know, kind of in that area, should somebody want to make a deal. Yeah. So the question that became yesterday, would you rather have the 21st and 25th pick, or would you rather have 16 and 58?
I would rather...
Excuse me, 16 and 41.
Yeah, I would, again, I would rather stay where I am. But again, I don't have a big board like the Packers do in their draft room. And the biggest thing to me, well, is two things. One, do they think that there is a drop-off somewhere in the teens that leads to a bunch of guys from pick 20 to pick 58 who are all essentially the same grade, right? That is one of the reasons why you move up, as we talked about yesterday. The other thing, though, and look, Ted Thompson, for like his first, I don't know, six drafts or something ridiculous, he made like 20 trades, and only one of them was to go forward. If you remember, it was to get Jeremy Thompson, who played, I think, at Wake Forest. He was a defensive end or outside linebacker guy. But we all know that in the 2009 draft, he made a huge trade up. I guess it would have been the fifth draft that he had then. And that was to go up and get Clay Matthews. And they don't win Super Bowl 45 unless Ted does that. So if there is a player that in Goody's mind is his Clay Matthews, just like Jordan Love was his Aaron Rodgers, then by all means, you give up those second round picks or whatever the cost is to go get that player. Because if you have that level of courage, of that conviction, like Ted did with Clay Matthews, who he went to his pro day and he tried to hide the level of affinity that he had for Clay, and he decided after the USC pro day that Clay Matthews was going to be a Packer, and he was going to do what it took to make sure that he was ready to probably pick him at 9, I would guess. But he had obviously talked to Belichick and had put together the possibility of that trade to go up to 26 to get him. So if they feel this way about Barton Fink or Amarius Mims, Spartan Fink is an old movie with John Turturro, I think. Look, they got to do it. If you're that certain that this player, but my question is, when you go up and it's not for a specific player, then what group of players are you targeting? Like, is there four guys that you have a first-round grade on that you don't believe any of them will be there then when you get on the clock at 25, right? Those are the kinds of questions that Goody has to figure out, and we'll see, because you made the point, I think, yesterday. I don't think you make this trade on, like, April 13th.
No.
I think you make this trade on the day of the draft, and quite frankly, as the 16th pick is approaching. But the downside of that would be, as Jen just said, if there are multiple teams that are interested in that pick, well, now there could be a bidding war for it, and it may, you know, get too rich for your blood, and then you end up not making the trade.
Last thing for you, Jason, before we let you go, green jacket or gold jacket? Which would you rather have?
Purple jacket.
Light it up.
I know this is not a popular opinion, especially right now, and given that Gabe just told me yesterday that this is his favorite time on the sports calendar, I don't really care about the Masters.
All right, Jason. Well, it was nice talking to you, pal. Maybe we'll talk to you again.
Sounds like it actually wasn't that nice talking to Jason, based on your tone.
Great. Bye.
Wow, you really took that personally, huh?
I did. Well, I mean, he set it up for me to
I believe he was going to say gold jacket for whatever it's worth.
We'll never know.
On the ledger.
Mr. Say.
With that vote.
Bonzo's Meat Market, 90th and Burleigh in Milwaukee, because those warmer temps are here. So that means you should be heading to Bonzo's to stock up for grilling season. And they've got some great specials for you to do so. So this week, stop by for Bonzo's own fresh London broils, $11.99 a pound. Smokehouse Root Beer Marinated Ribs, $5.99 a pound. Gouda Nuff half-pound pub burgers. That is, because I picked some of these up yesterday, that is their pub burgers with smoked Gouda cheese in them. That's $5.49 a pound. Also, grab lunch from the deli. You have a lot of great options. Typically, I go with the roast beef when I'm there, but so many great options at their deli counter, and they've got specials there as well. It's Bunzel's, 90th and Burleigh, or you could stop by bunzels.com for store hours and more.